I didn't realize today was going to become this is your life for me. But this is my life, and this is your life. And I don't know, I may have another mini meltdown any minute, because the week that I just experienced with another amazing group of people at our One Spirit Intensive, where we were privately ordained. We privately, in a very sacred ceremony, said our vows to each other that we each were guided to create. And it's called intensive for a reason. It is intense. There is my very dear friend and mentor, Reverend Diane Burke. I didn't even, well, the fact that you got out of bed today after all that and came here. I touched the hem of your dress. Oh my God. And I meant to tell my fellow classmates and new ministers, newly ordained ministers, that I meant to invite them to Unity today for our Unity experience. And I don't know if any of you, I know that two people are here because I invited two people who you're going to meet in just a minute. Did anybody else come today from a fellow graduate? Crickets. Okay, we're here alone. That's okay. That's all right. It was a very intense week. And bringing it full circle to that song by Rosina, just it was like my journey in a nutshell that just happened. You know how most often the darkest things bring you to the lightest places? Do you know what I'm talking about? The darkest times. I love what Carlos will do sometimes. He'll say, raise your left hand if you've ever been through something so challenging, so painful that you didn't think you were going to make it through it. Do that. Raise your left hand if you have ever been through anything so challenging you didn't. Oh, don't even. My family's like, I'm not going to participate. Raise your hands. I know every one of you. Raise your hands. I will make you stand up. I will come out there like Jerry Springer and talk to you in the audience. You better raise your hand. Okay. Keep your hand up. Because here's the other part of that. Anything that you've been through that you didn't think you would make it through, raise your other hand if you made it through it. And look around. Look around the room. Wow. That's victory. That's victory. Holla, both hands in the air. Things you didn't think you'd make it through. And I look back at the things that brought me to this moment and to experience this milestone that I just got to experience this week, where I feel like I'm still a newborn colt right now, just regrouping from it all. And as wonderful it is as it is to be ordained, we're all ministers. All of us. Some of us really don't want to believe that. Some of us really don't want to claim that. But we are. Wherever you are is your ministry. And here's something that is wonderful and really sucky at the same time. Once you know anything, you can't go back. As our dean, David Wallace, shared with us yesterday, you don't go back to sleep. You can't. You can't. You can try to claim ignorance to what you know, but you can't. And also, as Carlos would say, you have been informed. I don't know if your captivity is over. That is up to you. But you have been informed. You are ministers. You are all ministers. And as I just shared with you, we shared our sacred vows together this week, this incredibly amazing group of people that are so on purpose on planet Earth right now. And I asked two of my new ministerial friends and colleagues to join me today to share one of the songs that speaks of saying yes, saying here I am, use me. We sing Use Me every Sunday. I haven't brought it up in a while about are we singing it by rote? Are we singing it on purpose? Are we looking at the words to use me? Chelsea, Maureen, will you come up? Let's share this very sacred song. I love the way divineness unfolds. Because yesterday we had this wonderful sound check in Riverside in the cathedral, and then the microphones went, as my mother would say, they went cattywampus during when it was time to sing. So we get to do it again and share it with you. Please welcome Reverend Maureen Brooks and Reverend Chelsea Mack Miller. I, the Lord. Rosina, see what happens when you make me cry? We're starting over. That's the good thing about playing piano for yourself. You can do that. I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard the people cry. All who dwell in dark and fear, my hand will save.
I who made the stars at night, they will make the darkness bright. Who will bear the light to them? Whom shall
our hands will serve. Find finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my love to them. Shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard the calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you
Thank you, Chelsea. So grateful. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Maureen, Reverend Chelsea. So grateful. Chelsea was also our speaker yesterday at graduation, commencement. How many of you have taken 4Ts before? Okay. How many of you have signed up to take it this time? Wow. And how many of you have no idea what it is? Okay. I want someone who's also very special to me, I guess this is kind of, this is my life today, I've seen what taking this course and delving into it, as Rosina said, can do for people's lives. Using these principles and committing to them and being willing to find out if they're going to work in your life. And this very special person in my life, I've seen, she's miraculous anyway. Some of you know her. And I would love for her to tell you a little bit about herself and 4Ts. And Angela Lee Tucker, where are you? There you are, you're right there, you're right in front of me. Are you going to tell people, are you going to talk about the PP thing? Okay. Yeah, I know it sounds wrong, but there you have it. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Thank you. Many of you have heard my story before or read about it in the Daily Word, the article titled Prayer Saved My Life last year. For those of you who haven't, here's the article in a nutshell. My life almost ended 6 years ago. On July 31st, 2008, my husband Rich and I were driving home from a baseball game when we were involved in a car crash. I awoke from a coma 6 weeks later and learned that Rich had not survived. We would have celebrated our one-year wedding anniversary while I was in the coma. This life-altering circumstance afforded me the time I normally would never have had to attend Sunday services here at Uni of New York, my spiritual center. Retreat.